Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5. My name is Melanie Collins Small, and I'm an 11th and 12th grade English teacher at Philip O'Berry. Today, we're going to talk about how to blend AVID strategies into the PO classroom. By the end of this podcast, you will have two new strategies to add to your teacher toolkit that will work perfectly in your PO classroom. So I'm going to go ahead and get right to it. I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with AVID, so to be on the safe side, here's a quick refresher. AVID is a college readiness program designed to help students develop skills they need to be successful in college. However, as a former AVID student turned teacher, I realized AVID was onto something that could be beneficial to all students. In fact, AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. As an AVID student, I learned how to organize my thoughts when taking notes. I mean, I even learned how to take notes. Yes, at the time, I may have, given a few moans and eye rolls and complaints, but I now see that it was definitely useful. I'm sure my parents are even thankful for AVID also, because I carried all of those things that I learned with me through college. The extra step of summarizing my notes at the end that was once such a cumbersome task to me became my peace of mind in college. I now could access my notes and understand them easily instead of going back through countless numbers of pages and reading that I didn't even understand. Now, as a former AVID student turned teacher that was introduced to PL, I am definitely seeing positive results from blending the two. Higher engagement, more students in school, exposure to various opportunities are just a few results to start with. If you're wondering where this idea came from to blend both, I'll definitely share. This past summer, I had the pleasure of attending an AVID conference in Tampa, Florida. Because my school was moving to becoming an AVID demo school, classroom teachers were strongly encouraged to incorporate AVID strategies into their daily lessons. So you see, I was not creative or being original, I was just simply being a team player. At the conference, I learned various strategies to become more hands-on in the classroom. And by hands-on, I mean authentic tasks that, yes, may require physical movement from students, but they allow students to understand application and move from memorization to actually using the things that they're learning in the classroom in their everyday lives. Upon returning, I was eager to start the new school year. And somewhere along the anticipation, I realized that the AVID strategies I learned from the conference would fit seamlessly into the PL environment I was going to work hard to build. The first strategy I decided to use or try was called the appointment calendar activity. The appointment calendar is a great accountability tool for both the students and the teacher. Trust me. The appointment calendar is an excellent activity for all of the cornerstones of PL, but specifically applies to student ownership. It's simple. Does anybody remember the buddy system? I mean, who could forget the buddy system? We couldn't pull off until your buddy was accounted for. The appointment calendar is just a fancier version, as my students would say. Here's how it works. Students are given a handout that resembles an appointment book. I've even gotten extremely fancy with mine. I've added border, a clock. I try to make it look as official as possible. But there are three lines labeled appointment number one, number two, and appointment number three. Depending on your grade level, you can differentiate and modify. I'll be sure to share those at the end. Students are able to choose their own appointments and schedule meetings as they need with their classmates. This puts the ownership on students as they have designated people. The teacher instructs students to locate their first appointment by finding one classmate and exchanging names and maybe brief introductions. Students will write their classmate's name on their own appointment calendar handout and then have students complete for the remaining two appointments. There are limitless ways to use the appointment calendar. Here are a few modifications I began to mention earlier. In a secondary classroom, for example, I have times that correspond with each appointment, 7:15, 8 o'clock, and 8:35. I require students to schedule at least one appointment with each of their chosen classmates weekly. This has been especially helpful with keeping students on track with their playlists and pathways, and also students that are absent. The appointment calendar can also be used for a quick partner exercise or turn and talk. It can also be used as a brain break to welcome movement into the classroom. Sometimes I would do check-ins with in the middle of a lesson, or maybe as a do now, and require students to meet with their first appointment to share responses. It allowed students an opportunity to exchange ideas with their classmates before sharing out with the classroom. This also helped build classroom environment and build classroom culture, which is a big piece and a big component of the personalized learning classroom. Another way that I use the appointment calendar activity in my PO classroom was I would choose a student to be my appointment for the week. There are many roles students can fulfill as appointments. For example, a helper, a scheduler, a timekeeper, and many other options. In class, weekly, I would choose a student to kind of assist me and help me out. Their job during these times that I added on the calendar was to keep our small groups on schedule. A personal PO goal for me was to develop a system to manage classroom time. And if anyone is like me, when you first start PL, I was all over the place. I needed some help, and calling on my students was the perfect plan because I'm focusing on student ownership. I even have a larger laminated calendar, appointment calendar, displayed in the front of the room so that I can change it weekly and remind students who's helping me out during that time. The appointment calendar was extremely successful in my class, and I feel like it could be successful in yours as well. Give it a try. The next strategy that is beneficial to the PL classroom are the AVID tutorials. The AVID tutorials follow a specific format that guides students to be self-directed learners through a study group format. One of the benefits of PL is teaching students to move from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. The AVID tutorials help students to identify areas of improvement and help them create an actionable goal to reach by using an inquiry process. Students are expected to arrive to the tutorial session with specific questions they have about an assignment, a test, classwork, or any other thing that they may need help with. I'm sure you can guess why this is so awesome in the PO classroom. Teaching students to be investigators and personally driven are essential to PL. Students then work together as a group to answer each question. Resources, examples, and technology can be used to guide students through answering points of confusion or through tackling difficult tasks. I have used this several ways in my PO classroom. I even assign a student leader sometimes to lead a small group or a tutorial session and breakout. I require students to visit at least one tutorial session to complete their playlist. And I even have them explain what they did in their tutorial session during their student-led conference. There are many, many examples available on YouTube. You type in AVID tutorials and the examples will pop up. You can also visit avid.org. The teacher role as the facilitator is to oversee the groups and work closely with groups to help them arrive at their own conclusions. However, because we are focusing on student ownership, as one of the cornerstones in PL, it is important that students are able to arrive at those answers on their own. The teacher's role is to simply guide them. Both of these strategies can be introduced into the PL classroom to help either facilitate learning for students or hold them accountable. While there are many more AVID strategies that are helpful in the classroom, these are just a quick few to help you get started. Thank you for listening to the CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.